The purpose of our two previous encounters is now very clear to me. I do not intend to be distracted by another. Good night, Mr. Bond.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration,
who's that, Mom?
Whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think, just let me think.
I suspect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's Chancellor Sutler.
Damn it!
Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and selecting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
There is no escape. Don't make me destroy you. Luke, you do not yet realize your importance. You have only begun to discover your power. Join me, and I will complete your training. With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Do you want to know what it is? The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television. You can feel it when you go to work,
when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
We move south. To find Navia.
The Crixus and the other Gauls chase lost hope. Spartacus!
The decision's been made.
We must stand as one. Or fall. Divided. A lesson hard learned. Shackle will be struck from every slave upon our path. We will see our numbers grow. And when they have become legion, we will face Glaba and the hordes of Rome again. And the gods shall weep for their suffering.
Beep, beep.
Bye.
All right, kids, good morning and welcome to another exciting episode of the Original Red Pill Show. Today is Hump Day, Wednesday, 2020. I said 2017 the other day. I'm like, what? I'm not on drugs, man. Anyway, welcome to another exciting episode of the original Red Pill Show. Today, like I said, as I open up my Metrix protein drink, yummy. Is February, what is it? February 19th, 2020, this show. It's for entertainment and educational purpose. I can't talk today. Maybe it's not a good day to do this show. Plus, I'm looking at myself. I hate this. I'm minimizing it. I'm sorry. I can't look at myself. So, welcome to another fucking take three. You know what? Let me open up. I just fucked everything up. Why don't I just open up Gmail? Plus, I'm using one of my older mics. I want to see how that sounds. So it's not hanging in my face. Really? Log in with everything? Da, 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 da. Yes, I am signing in from something else. La, 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 la. This all should have been done. Apologies, whatever. La, 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 la. The best thing you can do to succeed faster. Yeah, move. Okay, here we go. Boom, boom, boom. Voice. All right, so welcome to another episode of the Original Red Pill Show today. Like I said, it's Wednesday, it's Hump Day, February 19th, 2020. This show is for entertainment and educational purposes only and showing you how not to do a show. This show is copyrighted by me. No parts of it can be reused, rebroadcasted in any way, shape, or form without my written consent. Finally. Show's opinionated under no circumstances whatsoever. Should opinions... Look at that, I'm popping peas on this. Should opinions... Damn it. Should opinions... Look at that again. Fuck. Well, I won't be using this mic again. I want to know how it sounds, though. Let's see. Opinions should never be taken as advice. If you are seeking professional advice, we strongly encourage you to hire a license if required. Person in his or her field there, little Tommy. What happened to the... There you go. Hey, man. No. That's his name. Broadcasting live from the wonderful little town of Loveland, Colorado. Where the weather's been shitty. Uh-oh. Just lost another listener. But it's going to warm up. Finally, but it's only the end of November. I don't know. Remember the 5th. Is it the 5th? The 5th of November. What's the weather going to be like? And I'm going to share some gizmo news. And then I don't know if Melissa's even up because I didn't get a text message and I have no idea. And then I don't know if she did the show yesterday because I kept trying to listen and it wasn't there. And I'm like, what?
Welcome to Pizza Hut. Can I take your order, please? Hello?
Holy cow, it only took once.
That's because I was prepared, whatever.
And I had total technical issues yesterday. Oh, man, I did not have a good morning.
That is no excuse. You are fired. You're terminated. You're dead.
Okay, I'll go back to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, you could do that if you would really want to, if you really want to.
And by the way, the mic sounds good.
Yeah, can you tell a difference or no?
I would have to listen to a couple side by side to be able to make any kind of judgment.
I can't do that because show to show. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that too. I'll listen to the show in my truck and see if I notice a difference. So I just had it laying. Oh, and by the way, I did not send your mic, so that's why you didn't get it. But I will.
Okay.
I'll go to FedEx on Saturday, and then I will ask for your address again, and I will do it in real time, and I will even snap a picture showing that that I sent it. It's really weird. Like last night, I don't want to get too detailed, but I went to boxing, and before that, a friend of mine called, and her friend's husband had a stroke.
Oh, man.
And they're like, we got nobody to watch our little rat dog. Can you watch him when we go, when we go to the, yeah, it's a Chihuahua mix thing. Cute dog. I just don't like little dogs. I like dogs like St. Bernards and Bull Mastiffs and whatever. But Retrievers, Labradors, those are the dogs. That's a dog, but whatever. But she said, can you watch the dog while we go to the hospital after you go to the gym boxing or whatever? And I'm like, sure. So then I never really made it here to set up Zoom. I'm saying there's something always happening. It's weird. So
yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's right. So tell me what happened yesterday. You should have had an IT person helping you or something.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I finally got to where, because I haven't been able to test my Zoom with anybody else, so I've just been doing self-tests. And I got a meet on there, and then I couldn't get the dang show to connect through my laptop. I don't know if it was my bandwidth on it, but...
Mm.
I don't know what happened, and about 6:30, I gave up.
Yeah, that's about how long I waited, and then I had to do what I had to do. Plus, I kept trying to sneak it in once in a while and see if the show refreshed on the Spreaker app or whatever, or the Freedom.
I was so frustrated.
Yeah, and it didn't, and I'm like, something's not right.
But that being said, I finally got everything set up on my regular desktop.
Yep.
And everything seemed to be working good, so.
Too late now. You're fired.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mine this morning. There we go. Stop it. Hey.
On this Tuesday.
Jesus. Wow.
Speaking of technical issues.
Well, yeah, I just clicked on the... on YouTube to get in here to look at the chat room, and all that shit came popping up. Okay, good. That didn't work. All right, so who's in here? Is this now? Is this
Pam? I know Pam is.
Yeah, good morning, Pamela.
Morning, Pam.
Pamela. Hey, from Ireland, Total Vagabonds. Cool.
Oh, good morning, Total Vagabonds.
Yeah.
And Rat Baby.
Who's Rat Baby? I don't see that one. Is that any other one?
Brat Baby. It's in YouTube.
I don't see that.
Right under Total Vagabonds.
Ah, yes, I do see it now. Oh, thank you very much.
Read between the lines.
No. I do that too much. Okay, let me see what's going on in the show webpage. Boom, boom, boom. Anybody in that chat room or no?
No. Larry popped in. There's Belize. One moment before you went live.
Oh, he popped in? Is that from last night? Oh, no, I guess he's talking to you.
No. Yeah, it was definitely this morning. But then he disappeared.
Well, speaking of computer issues, so mine wasn't working, so I rebooted it, and then it wouldn't even log on because Windows is saying you're not connected to the internet or you're offline or some crap. So then I rebooted my router, and that takes like 2 minutes. And then finally, like 10 minutes before the show, I got everything to work. But the first thing I do when I get up is I turn my computer on, make sure my router's on, so all that boots up and whatever. And I take a shower, and then I come out, and I load Spreaker, and I load all the stuff I'm supposed to do. And 9 times out of 10, it works. But this morning, it didn't. And I barely got it to work in time. So...
maybe there's something going on with the internet.
They're going to shut it down.
You know, even though my world is on the internet, I would be so happy if that happened.
Everybody,
there's just it's just like, make it go away.
Everybody's world. Nobody could survive without the internet right now. I truly, except me. I just canceled, except me, whatever. But, I mean, I'd be one of them that could. One of them that could, because although I still have a lot of things. You don't have a, boy, you're going to get into conversation here that I'm going to go on a rant on. But remember back in the day before banks went to their own web pages? You remember that?
I remember when there weren't web pages, so yeah.
Well, it'd be right before they didn't go with web pages, and I paid my bills through my financial program, and it wasn't Quicken, because I don't like Quicken, but it was Microsoft Money. And I'd load all my bills, have them all paid automatically, and once a week hit send, and it would pay the bills. Well, one day... I got all kinds of information in here. I've used that thing for years. One day I hit send and it said connection won't go through or whatever, something like that. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I tried it again and again and again. It wouldn't work. Turns out that my bank, among others, decided they're going to do their own little web page, their own little online bill paying system. Not even tell you about it and just do it. So I was so pissed because I love that program. And I still don't know why they did it unless they wanted to make money off of it themselves or control the situation. Or I really don't know. But that's another thing the banks did that really upset me. And now you don't have a choice. Because now you got to go to their webpage to pay your bills online.
See, I don't use those. I pay mine direct. So
what? Writing a check?
Oh no.
What do you mean direct? What do you mean direct?
Meaning I like go to their business's webpages and pay my bills online.
Oh, you do? For every bill you have?
Well, it's not like I have a whole lot of them. The only thing I pay offline is my rent.
Huh. Well, I would be perfectly happy, and it's kind of a good segue into this, with my gizmos, except it's not. One of them is and one of them isn't. Yeah, I could care less if the internet was around. Like I said, I took myself all of social media, except, well, this ain't social media, but doing this. I bought a new iPod, but it's not an iPod. It's an MP3 player. And I can't tell you, Steve Jobs, when he invented this thing, I think this was his best invention. Because I put my music on here, which they're making difficult. I have one CD right here that I'm not going to name, and I really like the band, but they won't let you rip a CD and put it onto an MP3 player. There's something on there that won't let you do that.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they started doing that.
Yeah,
I used to rip all my CDs, and then they started putting blocks on them where you couldn't rip them anymore.
Yeah.
Same with movies, DVDs.
Movies?
They started doing that with them, too.
movies I can see a little bit more of a point on it, but they're all paranoid. And once again, what they don't remember is that you sell things by marketing, by people sharing. And yeah, there's people out there that want to rip people off and don't want to pay for anything and steal things. You're not, you know, if there wasn't any people like that, there wouldn't be criminals and people in jail, and we wouldn't need the cops. But there's going to be a certain percentage that are going to do that. And just to make a decision and say, okay, just because of a selected few and the dollar amount, well, we're not going to let anybody do what they want to do with their music that they bought. It's like, really? I'm going to tell you.
I mean, do you remember the days of having a tape deck and the radio? And you'd have to catch that song and you'd have to hit record. And, you know, we did that way back before the internet was even around.
Mm-hmm. And then I'd pop
it. No difference.
And I'd pop it in my car and my friends would hear it. And they go, who the hell is this? And then they go buy the album. Duh.
Exactly.
Duh. And then they wonder why. Oh, we got the no sales, the Sony. Oh, for some reason, hang on. I have to eat breakfast. We are not selling any music CDs, and we cannot figure out why.
Because you charge too much.
No, because people don't know the stuff is out. Back in the day, the only way you found out about new music was two ways. Radio and friends. That's it. Oh, and MTV. I take that back. Three. MTV. Radio sucks. Friends are getting fewer. And MTV, and MTV is just fucking stupid. So what are you going to do?
Okay, so I got to interrupt here real quick.
Why?
And because we have a chatter in our Facebook feed, and it happens to be Grandma Pat. Hi, Grandma Pat.
Is that your grandma?
No, she is actually grandma to my kids. She is an extremely important person who has been in my life. She is the one who really showed me what family was about and basically taught me that I wasn't crazy for thinking what family was supposed to be, because she had that. And she showed me that families can really be that way.
Cool.
Yeah.
So she's special.
She's very special.
That's good. Well, good for you.
Sorry, I just saw her pop in there, so I had to say good morning to her.
Okay. But how do you listen to music?
Well, I mean, mostly my son, he has a YouTube account.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pulls all his music off of YouTube.
Yeah, but unless there's a playlist someone made, or then you listen to the same artist, there's no spontaneity doing that.
Oh, yeah, there is.
How?
I don't know. I don't know how it works.
Well, it's probably from people's playlists. I don't know. I could check out YouTube Music or whatever. They keep trying to get me to join it, but...
He loves it, and that's actually how he's found some of the artists that I've told you about.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess you could type female lead vocalist bands or something, and then they would pop. I guess you could.
He's got a very eclectic list. He's got old rock. He's got rhythm and blues. He's got new music. He's got rap. He got a little bit of everything, but he loves music, so.
Okay, but going back to the point without internet, how would you do that?
Oh, well, without internet, you wouldn't.
Right. So once again, you'd go back to radio, TV, and friends.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, they're too restrictive and too protective, and then they just wonder why they
don't sell music. And then, of course, now you got streaming, so you're really not giving a reason a person to buy a CD anymore.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. You could still download it, but I don't know. It seems like iTunes started all that, and that burned out pretty quick. I don't know how popular iTunes is anymore, because you have nothing to hook it up to listen to your music when you're away from your computer, except your phone, I guess. But like I said, I don't like streaming. I just don't. I mean, this.
No, I like to have. I like to be able to choose when and where I want whatever it is I'm either watching or listening to.
I loaded like 200 songs on this iPod. I only paid $35 for this thing, and it's nothing fancy. But when I put my music on there from, I use Winamp because it was the easiest thing to sync up with, and man, I was just rocking down the road, having a blast. I really did. I really liked it a lot.
I've still got a bunch of those little MP3 players. I actually tried to load. I did load some music onto one of my old ones, and because we got a used little stereo, and apparently the only input it has is USB. But it won't read my players. It won't read the phones. It won't read the players. It's old.
Yeah.
But it's got good sound. It's got really good sound.
Well, that's not by accident. They're trying to make all that stuff. They don't want any material on a secondary gizmo, whatever that is. They just don't. They don't want you to copy it, no matter what.
No, and I don't know why they keep continuing the fight, because it's just the genre or the field has changed. You know, they're never going to get past all the streaming apps.
Nope.
Or the apps that let you download however many songs you want and put them on your device, as long as you have your account and they stay, you know, they stay on there. I do find it interesting, though, that they have a way to, if your account goes bad, if you cancel it or something, that you can't play your music.
Right. Yeah, that's like Kindle, too. I've heard stories about that, too, where you think you bought the books and something happens and they're gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not cool.
No, I ain't happy about it. I mean, if I buy a CD, I cannot tell you how many times I probably bought the Boston debut album. Because I've lost it, or the CD got smashed, or I borrowed it to a friend, or I moved 15 times, or whatever. And I still bought it. But it was mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, how many of us have had to replace CDs?
They should have just kept that media instead of forcing. I don't care what they say. Customers didn't demand streaming. They forced it down our throat. Don't you think?
Yes.
Well, so do I. So
they force everything technical down our throats.
Well, you can't, you know, being a business owner, and I was, you can't make people do what you want them to do and then say, oh, that's what market dictated. That's where it's going. Bullshit. You're full of
that's
shit.
Where you're trying to force it to go.
Yeah, I'm not that stupid. I don't want to listen to my, it's a phone. I know it's a computer in your hand. I'm not being stupid, but it's a phone. It's a freaking phone.
Right. And it doesn't have the same sounds as a stereo.
No. And it only can do so much. And load it up and blah, 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 blah. And just like a computer, it gets clunky and crashes and locks up and whatever. It's just a phone. You know, everything on the phone and the internet is just, I think it's gone too far.
Oh, I definitely agree. And I mean, like I said, I mean, that's my world. But even I will agree with that. I don't use stuff like the cloud. I don't use hardly. You would think that somebody like me would use all those cool gadgets and programming that they've come out with. I don't trust any of it. I know too much about it.
You can't, because people are still naturally protective in having it in their possession, or, and I say in possession, like in their house or themselves or whatever, and they're trying to convince you that it's going to be perfectly safe halfway around the world on a server in China, which
right.
it's not going to be, and you realize that. Yeah, and there's no EQ on a phone. That's a good point. Yeah,
there's all kinds of points that go with that.
Just let me have my iPod.
We've gotten very spoiled.
Let me have my iPod, and let me take my CD and rip it into an MP3. And if you want to take the ability not to burn a CD, which I don't really care too much about that, but let me at least rip it into an MP3.
Yeah.
What is it hurting? I just want to take it. And quite technically, you're not copying it, you're converting it.
Right. You're just converting it to a different format. You already own it. You can do whatever the heck you want with it.
Right. So if I convert it and turn it into whatever I want and then put it on my MP3, that's my business. But they are just so possessive and looking at every penny again that nobody wants to deal with it anymore. And then, like you're saying, I'm afraid. I'm on Amazon Music. I have Pandora, but it's like $2 a month. But I have a lot of songs on Amazon, and I bought a lot of them, probably 2,000 of them. I'm really curious to see what's going to happen with them.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, but I can't listen to them without my phone or in front of my computer. Right?
It's been a while since I've done all that kind of stuff, so.
I liked it when they were throwing the hard drives in the cars, and you could rip your CDs in your car into your hard drive in your car, and you can listen. You'd have a music library right there. That was like a jukebox. That was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, my Dodge, I think my Charger had that. It had, I don't even want to guess, maybe a couple hundred megabytes or 500 megabytes. I doubt it was that much. Where you could just put the CD in there and burn it, and it's there. And because the worst thing about driving and trying to find CDs is trying to find CDs. So it's like that was a good idea, but it wasn't that long ago, and it's all antiquated stuff now because they're all too worried about losing sales. But they're losing sales. Keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it up, because I mean, I'll buy movies now for $4 or $5 at Walmart or Best Buy in the bin there for $5. I'll do that, but it's just they're making it all about money, and it takes all the fun out of it. And it's mine. Let me do what I want with it.
Yeah.
Like this show. If we proprietized it or whatever, and only by download, and you can't listen to it unless you don't pay, and you can't share it, and it's like, and then you wonder why nobody knows about it.
Right.
Yeah, I don't care. If I wrote a song and sang halfway decent and became a one-hit wonder, I would say share the shit out of that fucker. You know, get it out there, because people are going to want it and are probably going to buy it. I would assume.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was, I mean, if you think back in the old days, wow, I hate saying that. I can't believe I just heard that.
Old days?
The old days. You know, back in, you know, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
You got a sample of music and you really liked that song. So what did you do? You went out and bought the whole
album,
tape, or album, or right. CD, whatever was available at the time.
That's right.
You know, and that's actually one of the big marketing techniques online, is you give somebody something for free that gives them a taste, and then they come back for more.
Yep.
And they pay for the rest.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just all part of Hollywood and all those dingbats. Because when they do find somebody and they see them, they don't care about the band. They don't care. They don't care about the actor. They don't care about anything. All they care about is making money, and they're going to squeeze every dime they can out of them. So, and that's what they do. So if you want to listen to this band, you're gonna pay. And it's like, I don't mind paying, but let me buy the CD and do what I want with it. Recording cassettes from radio is old days. Yeah, but it was fun. I wish I still had some.
Oh, it was such a challenge.
Yeah.
It was such a challenge.
Yep.
It was literally a game. I mean, it was like you'd sit there and you'd have everything all set up and ready.
And you'd be sitting there for hours waiting for your favorite song and like, oh, there it is. Hit, push, play, and record at the same time. And then record it. Yeah. I mean, I did that back when I was a kid. I loved music.
Oh, yeah. I used to call into the radio station and like request the song I wanted to record and then just hope that they played it, you know?
Well, here's the extreme part of the show. They're just trying to get us all indoctrinated and hooked onto the internet in your wearables, in your iWatch or whatever the hell it is anymore. And then eventually all this shit's going to be put on a chip and it's going to be shoved in your wrist and you ain't going to have a fucking choice. That's where I think all this is going.
Oh, well, yeah, that's been where they've been trying to push it for
forever. Yeah, including your everything about you, your financial information, your bank account, your music, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to consolidate all that. But the biggest challenge is they need to get people in the habit of doing it because, you know, we're talking about cassette players and stuff and whatever, olden days. Like, give me a break. It wasn't that long ago. I was doing it in the 80s. And then when CDs came out, man, I was ripping CDs to cassette tape, not ripping them, but recording them. And then putting them in my car because your car had a tape deck. That's all it had.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so then you do put your own mix on there and jam out.
I just had a funny memory of going into a thrift store with my kids when they were young. And it was my first, hey, you're getting old moment.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole bunch of albums in a rack. And my daughter was like, what are those?
No way.
Yeah.
Well, vinyl's coming back.
Yes, it is. And I'm so glad.
And there you go. And then you could see. Now, I wonder if you could take the vinyl and rip it into an MP3.
Yes. There. I used to have a set up where I had my record player,
mm-hmm.
my stereo,
yep.
hooked into my, I could hook it into the input on my computer and play it through my computer and rip it onto a CD.
Nice. And it sounded good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I may just out of spite, just to go against the record industry and the entire planet, just to go buy one of those fuckers and then just start doing that because I'm sick of it. I bought this CD. I've been promoting this band and this girl and her solo album, and I bought it, and it's a fantastic album, but I can't even rip it into an MP3. That's just ridiculous. And it's a Christian rock band. That's all I'm going to say. And that would be the last people I would expect to. And they all pride themselves on, well, we're not going to sign with these big major record companies and sell out and blah, 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 blah. And you won't even let me rip the music I bought into an MP3? It's kind of hypocritical, isn't it?
Well, and they wonder why everybody's getting so ticked about the music industry.
Because it's ridiculous. They're trying to get blood out of a turnip.
It's nothing but greed.
It's all greed and money.
Yeah, ever since Metallica did that freaking lawsuit against LimeWire.
Yeah, and Napster.
Oh, Napster, not LimeWire.
Yeah.
LimeWire was the alternative to Napster.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
You know, I still don't know if I agree or disagree with Napster. I think it was cool, and I think the technology started the whole trend for the MP3 thing. I thought that was neat, but, you know, I mean... It should be the honor system. If you want to go on there and listen to it, that's great, or even download it and listen to it for a while. But you really should go buy the album, because all you're doing is hurting the artists. And if they don't get paid, there's going to be no more music. It's not that hard to figure out.
Right.
But if the music industry and the record companies want to control it from the other side of the pendulum with an iron fist, and no, you're not listening to anything unless someone pays for it, then the artists are going to starve. Because from what I hear, what they're making, I've talked to a few of them, they make a penny or something for every stream that somebody listens to.
Yeah, it really, the quote-unquote royalties, I guess is what you would call them, or whatever their percentage is of the streaming.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it seems like pennies, but those pennies add up really freaking quick. But, I mean, imagine that compared to the royalties they would get. I mean, I don't know how much they get from selling a CD or an album or a tape. But, you know, and then there's the whole thing of, you know, I love my thrift stores, and I pick up old music and stuff like that. And so what's the deal with that? Because it's still not originally yours. You're not, the artist isn't getting any money off of it when you buy it from the thrift store. So why do they allow that?
Yeah, technically they shouldn't, but then you play it, and then your daughter hears it, or your son hears it, or whatever, and be like, what's this? And this is, you know, and then they go buy it. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not difficult to understand. They just don't want to do it that way. So
No, they want the money, and that's all that matters. It's not about the music anymore.
Like I said, can you imagine if anybody wanted to listen to this show, you need a password and an account name and put all your credit card information in there just to listen to this stupid show for a buck or a penny, or I don't even care what it is, mm-hmm. and they go fuck yourself. I mean, just I would. I have actually.
Oh,
in order to listen to this show, you need to, you know, subscribe. What?
Yeah,
I'm not paying. No. I'm not paying to listen to this shit. Are you crazy? See, but then when you build up...
And then they wonder why our credit cards get stolen and...
Well, that too.
You know, hackers get all of our information. Well, that's because you force us to do this.
That too. But you got to start from the ground up, and that's how you do it, with exposure and just getting it out mm-hmm. there. So, this network and this show, if you made it prescription, by subscription... It wouldn't go anywhere. I can promise you that. We got to make money. We're going to charge $30 a month, and if they don't want to listen to it, then they can go somewhere else. Well, that's exactly what they're going to do. So, you're going to fail. It's really not that difficult, man. Conway Twitty?
I mean, if you base everything off of money, then you're never going to succeed.
No, because it's live by the sword, die by the sword. And so I never ran my business based on money. I did everything by market, and I took care of the customer, and I made more money than I ever... I never looked at a P&L and go, oh, we're not making enough money, or we're spending too much here. No. The money came in, and I made more than I ever thought I would, and that's just the way it was, because I never made money the first priority. So,
right.
But everybody else does, and I think it's a huge... especially a publicly traded company with shareholders, huge mistake in driving everything just for profits. And then manipulating the market to do it. It's wrong.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's a lot. What's that?
Said I definitely agree with that.
Well, I'm sure a lot of other people do too, but they don't have a choice. I still don't know why somebody doesn't make some type of... software online where up-and-coming artists just upload the crap on there for free. And I'm not saying like SoundCloud or nothing, but something that's just for up-and-coming artists or even famous artists, and you can listen to it for free, or you can buy it, or you can subscribe to it, or you can do, you know, just keep it on the honor system.
Well, gee, maybe that should be a new section of the networks.
I'll tell you what, you'd attract a lot of people, because I've talked to up and coming musicians, and some of them are breaking out or have broke out. Forever Still, Edge of Paradise is coming to. They got a great new album out called Universe, and they're coming to Denver, and I want to go see them. But I think they sold out, so I can't get any tickets. I don't think I'll have to look into it more. It's not till October, but if people could put their stuff up there and just let people listen to it and let them get popular. You got to get popular. I don't know what other word to use.
Well, I mean, it's, I can say that the beginning of it is the same as it used to be, where they go to the different clubs and, you know, they get to do their shows. The beginning of it's still the same, but once you get past there, that's when it starts changing.
And that's when all the music companies come in and they buy the rights to your stuff, and it's not your music anymore, and you're pretty much property of the record company. And it's like, what the hell is that? The sacrifice that these people make to just to get to that level, and then you're telling me I don't have the rights to my own material? I'm sorry. I would tell them to go fuck themselves. If somebody came to me and goes, well, Tim, we like your show and this and that, but you're going to have to sign this contract and waive your rights and to your show and go, well, you can kiss my ass. Cause no, because that's me and all the sacrifices I've made. No, it's not your stuff. It's my stuff. That'd be just as much if I sign a contract with you and you give me 51% of the corporate shares. It was like, what? Why do these people think that you need to kiss their ass and sign their contract? It's you're the one providing the service. That'd be like me going to the bank or the phone company with my own contract. They'd tell me to get lost. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like if you got to the point with this network, well, this is our contract, Tim, now we've grown so much, you're going to sign this contract. And I'd be like, wait a minute. No, you're going to sign my contract. I'm providing the service. You're just providing the platform. Without me, you're nothing. But see, then without you, I'm nothing either. And that's where the problem lies. Without each other, there's nothing. So there's an internal conflict and fight about power, about possession, about ownership of property, and profits. But profits should have been the first one, because that's what it's all about, at least with greedy corporations. They don't care about any of that stuff. They just want you locked down, locked up. They want your stuff, and they want to make money off of it, and that's the end of it. And if you don't like it, then you don't do it. And that's not a good business model.
No. Which is why we're trying to run things a little differently.
Right, but just remember that, because at some point, it's like, we're so big now, and this is what I hate when people say, well, our competition's doing it. Who cares?
I don't care what our competition's doing. We're doing our own thing.
Right. You're blazing your own trail, your own business model, and the money will come. But if you manipulate it where you're going to make money come first, nobody's going to be happy.
Fail.
Yeah. Long term.
No, it's going to fail.
Long term, it's going to fail. I can promise you that much. So.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, as we grow, you know, we've got such wonderful communication with our guests, with our listeners, you know, through our different chat rooms and stuff. And I don't want to lose that when we get big.
But then don't. You won't.
You know, I like the family we're building. Our extended family.
I think the best thing to retain that is you guys come up with a mission statement, if you haven't already. And when things get too big or bigger or out of control or whatever the situation is, you better look at it and always adhere to it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's something that's very deeply ingrained in me.
Good. So. That's good. Yeah, money's a reward. It's not the prime objective. And that's what everybody does and everybody's taught. And, oh, you're a business owner? You're rich. You know what? You have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Zero.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I love...
Yeah, technically I should be rich with the work that I do.
Oh, my God.
But it's not about the money for me. It's about helping other people build their dreams and get out of the rat race.
Mm-hmm.
There's way more reward in that than, you know, as long as my bills are paid, then why do I need to do that?
You don't. And define rich. What does rich mean?
Right. I'm very rich emotionally.
Right. It doesn't have to be monetary. And this is another thing that people, and with the election, I'm not getting into politics, but the ignorant comments or arrogant or whatever word is, that all these corporations don't pay taxes. So when somebody says that, then everybody else thinks, well, they don't pay taxes, period. And again, that's the farthest from the truth. They pay plenty of taxes. The thing is, at the end of the year, being a corporation, it's the job of the CFO or CEO or whoever to get the profit down to zero as close as possible, because corporations pay a tax on profit.
Yep.
And in order to get that profit down, the only way to do that is to spend more money. So they spend more money, which should go back into the business, buying capital stuff like equipment, this and that, whatever. So the company grows, and then that's all write-off, per se. It's an expense, and it lowers the profit. It's the job of a corporation to pay as less taxes as possible, period.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. But people don't get it. And, well, Amazon didn't, you know, I don't know, to pick on them, whatever. Amazon didn't pay any corporate taxes. Okay, and then they're doing a good job. So that's how I look at it.
Their CFO is finding every loophole possible.
Exactly. Exactly. And money could be spent to get a profit down by giving everybody a bonus, a raise. Like I said, buying more equipment, buying new computers, whatever. People don't get that, and they don't want to get it. And I heard it all the time, and I'm like, you know, I'm really tired of this, because my job is to get the corporate profit down legally as low as possible. And if that means throwing out bonuses or buying a company car, or, oh my God, God forbid you do that, or buy something, and they go, oh, well, yeah, look at all the money you got. You don't pay any taxes. You know, look what you're buying. No.
Yeah.
I'm not paying taxes because I'm buying that. It's not because I don't pay taxes and I buy that. They think it's all bass ackwards. So, whatever. No bank account, no cash job. Oh, wow. Total Vagabonds is stealing my... That's what I want to do in about 10 years. I want to jump on my motorcycle and go wherever and do exactly what he's doing right there.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I actually got a bank account was because I had a company that wanted to pay me by check or direct deposit. So I would go open up a bank account.
Yeah, they have to do it that way because that's in their accounting. So they have to show where their money's going. So.
Yep.
And then they tend to...
Well, it's not like they can't show it paying me through my PayPal.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I guess. I don't know. And blockchain's going to change all of that. Just wait. Blockchain technology is going to change all that shit in the next 5 to 10 years at the most. So, I love a ledger system that you cannot fucking alter no matter what. I would love to see the government on that one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you just put that out there.
That's part of the reason why I use PayPal is because it's a permanent third-party record.
Right. And that's what the blockchain is, except it's not specifically... There's anonymity to it, but there's a key, an address where it goes to. It depends if the address is registered.
It's technically trackable.
Oh, yeah, anything is. Well, if you associate the number to a person or a corporation, yeah, and that's what they're going to do. But, yeah, you can't change it. You cannot alter it. You can't audit it. It is what it is, and it takes every processor, computer, and the network to process that. So for it to get hacked, the encryption is ridiculous. You can't hack it. There's not one computer on it that can do that. It's really a great system, I think.
I think so too. Like I said, you know, before, I don't really understand it all yet.
Yeah.
But I can see the benefit of the process.
Yep.
Even though I don't understand it all yet.
There's plenty of YouTube videos, just blockchain. Just forget about the cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, just blockchain.
Yeah.
It's just blockchain. And it'll be like, it'll take you a few times to figure it out. But it's like, wow, this is just ingenious because it takes all the computers on the network and it doesn't figure out what the transaction is. It figures out what it isn't. So that's the algorithm
that's
right there.
That's kind of an interesting way to look at it.
Right.
Look at it from that direction.
Right. So it goes through the process
trying
of
trying to figure out what it is, figure out what it isn't.
And that's why the security on it is insane, because all these hackers and everything else try to figure out what it is. So, and that's not the way the algorithm is. So good luck breaking that, number one. And then all the processing power it takes to figure out what it isn't combined, and then what it finally isn't, that's the answer. And then it throws in the blockchain, and you can't alter that equation or process or whatever the hell you want to call it. It cannot be altered.
Yeah.
So you have so many levels of encryption.
Once it's there, it's there.
Yeah.
Period.
So you have so many levels of encryption from the get-go that, and when it's finally done and sealed away, and nothing can go in there, and that's why they call it a chain. It's a link of a chain. After that block is done, which is the processing, then it's thrown into the chain, and that block is thrown into the block beforehand that was already processed. So then that chains it and links itself to that one, and so on and so on and so on. And you cannot penetrate or alter that chain.
Right.
Yeah, it's freaking amazing.
I like that about it. I definitely like that about it.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
I like stuff that cannot be altered, that is a permanent freaking record.
Right. It can't be altered, but it may be deleted. You know, I don't know about that. I don't want to get into that part of it. It could just disappear, like a lot of things have. But it cannot be altered, and that's what I love about it. It is what it is. And if we're all supposed to keep honest books, including the government, and it's all put in there, and it's in the blockchain, then it is what it is. So
right.
You can't get cute with it and have a double set of books or change something or whatever. It's done. When it's done, it's done. It's awesome. And it's the way it should be.
Yeah, it is the way it should be.
Yeah. So, but yeah, if crypto fails, which I think eventually it will, but that's just my opinion, but if it don't, blockchain is going to be around because the banks are already getting into it. People are doing business with it and they're not even using cryptocurrency. You don't have to use cryptocurrency for blockchain. It's more of an accounting process. And that's really picking up a lot of steam. Wandering American's gonna go play some classic rock. Hey, look at what we did. We made some people's day today. I love music. Oh,
have fun playing out there in that garden.
Oh, you know what? Gardening sucks because, I mean, it's nice.
Oh, it's so good for you, though.
Well, I was just gonna say that. It's really, if you like doing it and you enjoy it, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying it sucks because you're going to be sore from doing gardening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried my first garden, like my first real shot at gardening last year, and I failed miserably.
My ex-wife did it all the time, and then she kind of get mad, like, well, I planted all this stuff, and you don't help me, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay. So I helped her a few times, and I'm like, you know, I go, this sucks. But as far as a healthful staying in shape thing, I mean, man, I'll tell you, it is definitely, I'm not recommending it as exercise, but it's definitely a good thing from that perspective. And then plus you get to eat something. I love homegrown tomatoes. Oh my god. It's worth it just for doing that. So what did it say? Wandering, definitely like gardening the roots. Roots not so much. Roots what? What you mean, like weeding and all that? Somebody told me, here's a garden tip for you. So back in Illinois, summers are pretty hot and everything was starting to die, and I'd water everything all the time and spray it every day, and it was a pain in the ass. Somebody told me to put wood chips down on the ground all throughout the garden. And I cannot tell you what a difference that made and helps keep the moisture in the soil.
Yeah.
Yep. Something as stupid as that. It's a little gardening tip for me, and I hate gardening. So there you go. Try it. You'll be shocked. I can't sit like this. I'm not using this mic anymore, although I'm going to listen to it. I just can't. It makes me slouch over because it's on the desk. So.
Oh, well, then switch back to the other one.
Well, I'll have to hook it back up, which won't be a big deal. But I just wanted to see what it sounded like because I have it laying around. And it is a better mic in some ways, but in some other ways it's not. But, yeah, I like the mic boom a lot better with it right in my face. See, now I just... You'll see in the video, you can see the mic now. It's making me slouch and hug the desk. It's not comfortable at all. It's not a good way to do a show. So
I have a TV show that what? I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay, and then we got to go.
Have you seen Black Monday yet?
No.
You need to watch it. Oh, it's so good.
What's it on?
It is about Black Monday back in the 80s when the stock market crashed.
Oh, 1987, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And it actually, the first season covers a year before the crash.
Oh, what's it? Is it on Netflix?
It's got all kinds of twists and turns. And Seth Rogen is one of the producers.
Mm-hmm. The pot smoker.
And... It is so good.
Yeah,
we just finished binging it yesterday.
What's it? Netscape? Netflix? Amazon? What? Where is it?
It's a Showtime show. It's probably on various platforms at this point. Check okay. Amazon.
Black Monday. I'll check it out tonight.
Yeah, but it's really good, and the second season's getting ready to start in a couple of months.
I'd love to see that because it's all just a bunch of rigged horseshit, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Oh yeah, and that's exactly what it's about is the corruption in Wall Street.
No, those are the smartest people, honest people on the planet. What are you talking about?
And it's about algorithms and all that kind of stuff. When you were talking about algorithms earlier, that was when it popped in my head. Oh, I need to tell him.
Yeah, that probably gets into the day trading with the automatic buy and sell computers, the algorithms that are triggering sales based on making pennies and then selling it right away. I mean, it totally changes the market by them doing that. So.
Yeah, and... The algorithm part of it is actually a very small piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it does show the beginning of the use of those.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a really good show.
Now just give me more reasons.
Highly recommend.
Just give me more reasons to buy crypto and Bitcoin and gold and silver and fuck them, because it's just all a big illusion anyway. It's a big game. Big casino is what
it really is.
Yeah. And everybody tells you, oh, buy stocks and retire, and yeah, it's going to go up and it's going to go down, and in the end, you're going to be up. Really? Really? In 2008, when people were going to retire and they lost half of everything? Really? How can you sit there and tell somebody that without a guilty conscience? How can you do that? Just stay in for the long run. Oh, yeah. After you take everything I got, and then the people that have the money come in and buy the shit on 50 cents on a dollar, and they get richer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all scam. It's all bullshit. Sorry. Just is. I'll make my money other ways and legal ways. And put it this way. If the government doesn't like it, or people that really have a lot of money don't like it, then that should make you contrarian and say, you know what? I'm going to do it. Because they don't like it, and not in spite of them, but they're saying that for a reason.
Yeah,
if you think they got your best interest at heart when they're trying to get you to do what they want to do, believe me, they don't have your best interest at heart when they're trying to tell you to do what not to do.
Right.
Right?
Right. They're going to tell you not to do it so that you won't do it, so that they can continue to profit off of it.
That's right. They're going to tell you what to do or what not to do, what's good for them.
It's yeah. not about you. It's about what, how much they're going to make.
That's right. Well, speaking of all this crap, Gerald Talente was on Alex Jones, and they let him once in a great while just have his own segment. And two things that caught my ear is that he said there's going to be a great, great big crash or depression, and he actually put a date on it, and he goes, sometime next year. So 2021 is when all hell's going to break loose again, like 08, except worse. And then he said, I'm thinking about changing my trend prediction for president, which he said was Trump. But he says, because of everything and what's going on in the global geopolitical arena and just all the other stuff that he looks at in trends, he's considering changing it to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Who knows?
I know.
The way our electoral process is nowadays, who knows?
Yeah, but it's not so much that. My point is that what's coming down the pipe to us, that's the trends, not the electoral process or the political, forget all that. Where we're headed. We're headed for a good depression, bad depression. There's no such thing as a good depression. Really right. Bad depression that's going to make 08 look like nothing, a cakewalk. And he's saying that Bernie Sanders may be the next president of the United States. So that's just saying the trend that we're going, which is going to be socialism, free crap, whatever. It's going to be more of a rebellion than anything. And he kept bringing that up, too. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. And, I mean, right now we're at that pivotal stage where either we're going to fix things or we're not, you know?
Yeah. But is it going to be fixed for the better?
Well, when I say fix things, then that's for the better, but...
Well, I don't...
I mean, look at... Yeah, look at what came out of, the crash and way back when. You
29.
Know, we ended up with Social Security and, all these different programs that created a safety net.
Yeah, the real reason why the crash happened, though, is because the Federal Reserve didn't know what the hell they were doing. So a lot of people don't know that either.
Oh, and they do now?
No, they don't. That's the thing. All they know now is how to print money and do credit swaps. In repossessions, yeah. Repos, which is just moving shit around, or they're getting very creative in what they're doing because they're running out of options. But no, they don't know what they're doing.
No, they're still stealing from Paul to pay Peter.
Yeah. Yep, and they're still transferring.
Yeah, Hoover was who I was trying to figure.
Yeah,
out.
With the Great New Deal, is that Hoover? No, that was Roosevelt. Who the hell?
Yeah.
What did Hoover do?
Yeah, the New Deal was Roosevelt.
Right.
We've had a couple of them throughout the years.
Yeah.
And, of course, they always come in right after a major depression.
Yeah, with good intentions.
They
yeah.
get things set on a good path, and then we get comfortable and screw it all up again.
Who's we? The politicians or the people? Because I really don't...
Well, yeah. Kind of both, because yeah. we vote for who goes into office, so, you know...
That's true.
We do have to take some of the responsibility on that.
Well, that's the way the system is. It's
at least whenever the elections are valid. So.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I would be a fool not to listen to people that do this for a living, and they don't have nothing to gain out of it. So I am definitely right. paying attention to what's going on because... Having lost everything myself and trusting systems in place and do what you're told and don't worry about it, just work harder and buy more stocks and blah, getting married and living happily ever after and
No, it's a whole, I'm reverse engineering myself and just try to relearn everything based on what I've learned. If that makes any sense. So,
in a roundabout way, it does.
Well, it's only the best way I can put it. So, because the answers aren't out there; they're in me. But I have to listen to them and I have to find them, but I have to seek them without any type of malice or resentment or anger or whatever, revenge. You know, I'll show you fuckers, I'm going to do this. It's like you're just going to dig yourself a deeper hole. So I got to reverse myself and learn the mistakes that I made and then start over again and relearn everything for what it really is. And I think that's about the only way a person can do that. So you have to step back, look at yourself, unwind, undo what you did, unlearn, unengineer, and then start all over again, because it's a different world. Everything we're taught in school is ant, like, I mean, if you think cassette players are fucking old school, look at your education.
Right.
That hasn't changed.
Look at the things that we were told were supposed to be the norm.
Right.
They don't exist anymore.
It's all indoctrinated. Yeah, and you're right. And it did at once upon a time, probably in right after World War II or even before then. I mean, I don't know. There really wasn't a lot of time between the Great Depression and then World War II. World War I, World War II, the Great Depression, whatever the chronological order is. But the point is that there really wasn't a lot of time for people to recapture and learn what you're supposed to be doing because things changed. But the way that we were taught and told what to do never did change.
No, no.
And it still hasn't changed.
Our generation was taught, you know, that we go to college, we get a house, we get married, or get married and get a house.
Oh, I love tomatoes.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah. The white picket fence thing.
No, nobody can afford the fence, let alone the house anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the property. And they don't tell you, buy a house and get married, buy a house, but if you don't pay your property taxes, you lose your house. They don't tell you that part.
As those go skyrocketing.
Exactly. And that's what I was just going to say, too. Nobody ever tells you, well, your house payment's going to go up. It's like, wait a minute, how can it go up? I paid this for it, the rate's that, it's a fixed rate, 30 years. Yeah, your property taxes go up. So just because your mortgage doesn't go up doesn't mean, well, your mortgage vehicle per se, your house payment doesn't go up, but your property taxes will go up. Then you can't afford the house because you're budgeted on your income and everything else based on your house payment. So, they don't explain that part to you.
No. And, I mean, we don't have basic classes anymore like home ec and economics, like real life economics.
Right.
And I am glad I have seen stuff about it, about schools starting to put that back in.
They better.
I'm really glad to see.
That teaches you
to learn how to freaking cook.
Exactly.
Manage their money.
Self-sufficiency. Or, God forbid, being a mom with kids, you know, or a dad with kids. I mean, there was guys that took home ec way back when I went to school. I didn't give a shit. If that's what you want to do, and there were some girls that took auto shop. If that's what you want to do, that's fine.
I took industrial arts.
There you go.
I wanted to learn how to use tools.
Yeah, there you go. There was women or girls in drafting class. You know, it's like it all doesn't have to be segregated by gender. You can do whatever the hell you want. But the point of it is that it creates thinking, critical thinking for yourself and self-sufficiency. And for some reason, they don't want that. So.
Well, of course not, because they want everybody floundering so that way they can keep perpetuating the problems while not really providing solutions, but saying they will. That's how they stay in office.
And that's how you get Bernie Sanders in office, and then he's going to pay for everything because that's what you're taught. So the whole bailout taught that too. That was socialism. That was corporate socialism.
Mm-hmm.
The whole bailout was corporate socialism. And the people that have the arrogance that think it's not, including the ones that got all the money, are very delusional and probably on the verge of being a psychopath, if not a sociopath. Definitely narcissism's in there. You didn't do anything. You got bailed out. You got free shit. I don't care if you paid it back or not. That's all creative counting once again. You know, you lost. You failed. You shouldn't even be around anymore.
Right.
That's capitalism.
I'm sorry, but, you know, if bailouts are going to happen, they need to happen to the employees, not to the owners.
Yeah, it'll never happen, but you're right.
What do the owners do? They turn around and give all kinds of big old bonuses to all their execs, and the employees never get any benefit.
Well, they're doing that.
They don't get pulled out of the hole.
They're doing that now. That's exactly what's going on right now. The Treasury and the Federal Reserve and cahoots printing all this money, and it's going right to the corporations in a to keep the economy up, and that's why the stock market is an illusion, because when the companies and corporations get the money, they don't take it and give it to wages and to employees and to buy things. They're repurchasing their own shares. So when they do that, the money just goes to purchasing the share, which is the equity of the company, which makes the stock go up. So that's why look at the economy, look at it. And I'm not saying the president hasn't done anything to help that, but in this particular case, the market is definitely overpriced. It's inflationary and it's manipulated. Yeah. The market is about ready
to crash because
exactly. Because once they stop pumping all that money into there, that free money they're getting from their friends, which is the Federal Reserve, it's all going to go kapooey, and people are going to go, well, wait a minute. You told me to buy stocks. And investing is counterintuitive. Everybody wants to get in on the high. And I just saw something on the news the other day where they're going to open up the equity markets to the public where that wasn't open before, which is going to suck a lot more people in. They're going to get sucked in, and it's going to be like that Roach Motel. You can check in, but you can't check out, and you're going to lose all your fucking money. Sorry. I mean, I'm really serious. Swearing is nothing compared to what's going to happen to people. I'll swear and I'll get bitched at or people not listening to me because I swear. When you lose your money and all your possessions in your retirement account, the word fuck ain't going to make a goddamn bit of difference. And that's where I'm coming from. It's more important for people to wake up and listen to what's going on and pay attention. Because you're going to get sucked into something, into the spider's web, and you're going to get all wrapped up in the web, and you're going to get everything sucked out of you, and you're going to die, at least financially. You better pay attention and wake up, people. That's it. I ain't ranting anymore. And watch that show you're talking about. I'm sure that show gets into some of that stuff. The Black Monday show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It definitely... You see people jumping off buildings.
I heard that all... And I saw that on movies, and I know it's movies and TV shows. I lost everything, man. I lost everything. So I'm one of those guys. I didn't have a yacht and all that crap and everything else, but I had two houses. I had a lot of stuff. I was making $350,000 a year. And when I lost everything, and I would be a fool or a liar to say that I didn't think dark once, maybe it's just like the throw in the towel, but it's not a reason to jump off of a building, and it's not a reason to cause harm to yourself. Because it's just crap. But when you put all that energy and all of your self-worth into money and materialistic things and crap, then that just really shows the world that you're living in and what type of person you are.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if you think about the 80s, it was all very money-driven.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, it was buy, credit. You know, it was such a material girl, you know.
Yeah, it was that and cocaine and bad hairstyles.
Oh, yeah, and trust me, there's plenty of both of those in that show.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's got to be. There's got to be that in there. Yeah. So if you lose everything, you better reflect, because not on top of that, I lost my entire family. You know, all that other kind of stuff that you're working to provide and take care of in the first place. So, but back to the monetary materialistic stuff, if you're going to cease to survive because you lost all the materialistic stuff, then you're living the wrong type of life.
Oh, totally.
Period.
Totally, and because there is so much more than just money. I mean, yes, we need it to survive. Humans are the only ones that pay to live on this earth.
Right.
But... You know, and I'd really love to know who actually owns everything, you know?
Yeah, I don't think you...
Why are we doing that?
Yeah, but, I don't...
That's a whole nother philosophical discussion.
Yeah, it is. And I was going to say something about...
oh, the law of money, can keep bringing up money. A person that doesn't have any money and makes money and loses money will get the money again. And a person that doesn't have money and is given to money will lose that money. And I don't care whether it's crony capitalism, true capitalism, whatever, that will always come true. So you should have a little bit more confidence and hope and faith in yourself that if you do lose everything, if you had it once, you'll have it twice.
Exactly. Material things are just things. You can get them again.
Yep.
You know, they really don't mean much.
No, they don't.
Down to it. You're not going to get buried with them.
No, they don't.
They aren't going to mourn you. You know, your material things are not going to mourn you when you're gone.
Right. Well, I'm trying to reclaim my wealth, and I ain't going to work myself to death. I could go into business, but I'm watching specifically Bitcoin and gold and silver, and that's all I'm doing. So whatever peanuts I'm making and whatever I can scrounge to purchase those so-called commodities, then that's what I'm going to do. But throwing it in the stock market or putting it into my IRA or my 401k, or I know what's going to happen with that, and it's not going to be good. So,
yeah.
But that's what we're told to do.
Well, of course.
That's what I'm saying, the re-engineering thing.
We're supposed to be living like we're in the 50s.
Yep. And it's not that way anymore. And that's where I'm the re-engineering thing. Take it, pull it all apart, and then re-engineer yourself based on what is going on today, not in the 50s. So.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it. It's 7:23. I got to get to Longmont, which ain't too bad of a ride from here, but I got to go. So.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks for filling in the show yesterday.
Oh yeah, no problem, man. It was a great show.
Yeah, I loved it. Can you do it again?
Which we will have. We have her now scheduled for next Tuesday.
So she's coming on this show if my computer works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Look forward to it.
And I think you're going to absolutely love talking to her. She is incredible when it comes to finances and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, that'll be interesting because I definitely don't believe in what we're taught or told and what I've experienced. Like I said, I've reverse engineered myself and I'm re-engineering myself. So it'll be interesting without sounding like I'm looking for conflict or debate. I'm not. I would really like to know what she has to say because it'll be very interesting. So.
Well, and like you, she's been at the top, she's been at the bottom.
There you go.
You know? And yep. So she's got the whole gamut, unlike me.
Awesome. I would love to hear it. Okay. All right, well, I'll let you go, and I'll see you bright and shiny at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Woohoo!
Okay?
Everybody have a good day.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Share the show. We're going to start charging $1 a show or a $30 subscription fee because we want to grow the show. So this free shit ain't cutting it. So if we don't get more listeners or anything, that's what we're going to do, or I'm just going to flat out quit. I don't like the word quit. I'm just going to move on. So anyway. But anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Share the show and have a great day. You have been listening to the original Red Pill Show. Bye.